Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Brothers, generally, we understand that always the victim of oppression is a needy person, a weak person, a poor person, generally. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that a wealthy, rich person can also be a victim of oppression. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in the hadith, مَطَلُ الْغَنِيِّ ظُلْمٌ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, a wealthy person assists you. He forwards a loan to you. Or he gives you some terms when it comes to the payment of something. And you deliberately and unnecessarily delay in making the payment. You receive some money, you receive some cash, an amount. You could have used it to settle that account or to pay off that loan to that wealthy person, but you feel he's wealthy, he doesn't really need it, so let me use it up here, use it up there. Matal, this is called matal in Arabic. Unnecessarily, deliberately, you have the opportunity to sort the man out. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, even though he's ghani, he's rich, he doesn't need it, he's wealthy, he doesn't really need it, he won't die without it, or he won't suffer without it. Still to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, that is dhulm, it's oppression. What you are doing is oppression. That wealthy person has become a victim of your oppression, even though he's the wealthy, you the needy. Now if this is oppression, when it comes to a wealthy person who doesn't really need that money back, but you have to pay it, whether he needs it or not. What is a situation where a person who needs it and you owe him something, and deliberately, unnecessarily, not paying that amount to that person? May Allah grant us the understanding.